Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I'm just going to say this on air. Thank you very much. I know we weren't quite done with that conversation, but thank you very, very much.
He's got a cool story, by the way.
Okay.
It is a really cool story.
It's a blast being here, but sometimes it's tough because you got like 5 minutes to have your chunks of conversation, and somebody did just show me that the Mavericks, I guess, are going to explore options to
I've not seen that on Twitter. That was on Instagram. I was just kind of checking to see if I could find anywhere else. But we'll keep an eye on
but
that.
But like
for sure.
That makes sense to me because you know he didn't want to come off the bench. They just benched him. It's just he is where he is in his career, and I don't know if that's an issue for the Mavericks only, or if Klay Thompson doesn't think that's really where he is in his career. But
you look frustrated the other night, man.
Well,
that's
you
for
know
sure.
What? Freaking play better then. All right. Right now, time for the C Block, starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much, Kevin. I really appreciate that. Let's go to our guest, Kyle Yeomans from DallasCowboys.com. Kyle, how we doing today, sir?
Hey, good. Happy Friday, everybody. How are you guys?
We are good. We are good right now. Obviously, yesterday was a very tough day. We've been trying to make sure that today we could have some little lightheartedness and some fun as we go along with things, but obviously Kevin, still weighing on people's mind around here too.
As we've been
talking to people here,
Kyle. To kind of piggyback with that, we were kind of debating, like, on the one hand, I think we're all really glad that the Cowboys don't have to play this weekend, but on the other hand, it feels like if they would have not been on a bye, at least maybe everyone would have been like together to process it a little bit easier. I know there's calls and Zooms and texts, but it kind of feels like everyone being together maybe could have helped just a tiny, tiny bit.
Yeah, I think you're on to something there because, I mean, I got the notification or the text earlier yesterday kind of before the news came out, and we kind of had heard that there was something brewing when the investigation was going on and things like that. And I haven't been in the office since it all happened and since the news actually came out and we started to kind of hear the details of everything. And I know everybody's dealing with it in different ways, and I'm certainly dealing with it in certain ways. I mean, I had a great relationship with Marshawn. I wasn't as tight as some of the other media members probably were, but I mean, I met him at the Combine, or the Senior Bowl, rather, back when he was a rookie out of Western Michigan. We were the first to interview him on draft coverage here on 105.3 The Fan whenever he was drafted, and he always had a smile on his face, and I'm certainly going to miss having conversations with him. And even stuff outside of football and outside of the Cowboys. I remember you guys know how much of a North Texas Mean Green fan I am, and how much I follow them. North Texas beat Western Michigan this year, and we were talking smack leading up to that game and after that game whenever North Texas won, and he gave it back, and we always had a lot of fun talking college football, and I would ask him about how the Broncos were doing and things like that, and he was always a bright spot in that locker room, and I hope that's what people remember when it comes to Marshawn Nealon. But not to get on a side tangent there, but this is the first time I've really talked about it on air to this point. But he's definitely on everybody's mind in the middle of a bye week, and it's going to remain that way from now until they all kind of start getting back into the building on Sunday or Monday as they begin preparation for the Raiders game next week. And I think it's good that everybody has their families this week and that everybody's going to be around their families. But just as Coach Schottenheimer has built culture and stressed the importance of brotherhood and family within the building, and the amount of emphasis that guys like Dak Prescott and Solomon Thomas put on mental health and the stigma there, I think it will be a talking point. And it's going to be an emotional couple of days, and it'll continue. So really, I think, until the Cowboys get on the field against the Raiders next Monday.
Yeah, and I guess this is a question I don't really know entirely how to answer it, but how does that transition even get made to let's get back out on the field? Because, yesterday, and yeah. I understand, you said everyone deals with it differently. Yesterday, people were like, well, how does this affect the defense? And I'm like, not the day for it. And I guess Wanye said people have been DMing him and be like, this is the spark you need for the rest of the season. And I'm just like, how do you even... How do you even
that
start?
That makes me sick just to even hear that. Not to cut you off.
No. Go ahead. You're right.
You're right. At some point, life goes on, right? And I think everybody that has dealt with significant loss has that moment, whether they want to or not. Nobody really wants to. Everybody wants to look at what's bigger and more important, and no doubt in anybody's mind that's a part of the Cowboys organization, that's a part of the NFL, that's a part of the media. They're all looking at this as nothing is more important than the fact that a 24-year-old lost his life and took his own life. I mean, that is when it really boils down to. That is the more important matter here. But at some point, you do have to flip a switch. And not to speak on behalf of the team, but I think when you get back on Monday following the bye week, you got to turn around and move forward. And a lot of that pressure, I think, is going to fall on the coaching staff. I think a lot of that pressure falls on the leaders on both sides of the football. And we've had the conversation throughout the year too about the defensive side and is there a lack of player leadership there because of how new a lot of those faces are and how maybe inexperienced some of the better players are on that roster. And now you get a couple new guys coming into the fold as well with Quinnen Williams and Logan Wilson. How are they going to react to this whenever they do finally settle in and start talking football again? It's going to happen at some point. I don't know when that moment's going to be. I don't know how Coach Schottenheimer and his staff want to talk about that, or even if they do want to talk about it, but it's going to happen, and it has to at some point.
Yeah, I understand the idea, Kevin, of a purpose. Like, go back to the Steelers, right? Jerome Bettis. They were like, oh, we're playing for Jerome Bettis in his final season. But there's a moment when that triggers for a team, I think. And I don't think in the days after that's a thought that they're even close to having.
Yeah, and I don't, obviously I don't know the people that sent those messages.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily know that they meant it.
The timing is just a little.
Yeah, but sometimes we all make mistakes with the timing or the words that we say, especially in a situation like this. And that's why I wanted your opinion, Kyle, because I was like, man, I'm not on the team or anything like that. And I can't even kind of wrap my head around breaking down, well, here's what we're going to do defensively with this, that, and the other,
Yeah, I mean, it's tough for anybody to take that step and to continue, because it's never going to be the same. I mean, they're always going to have a hole in their heart where Marshawn Nyland was. I mean, his locker is sitting empty at the Star, and the people around him are never going to have those same locker room conversations that they ever had. So it's going to be different. I really do. I feel for everybody that's involved in it. I feel for the people that are close with Marshawn and that are hurting right now. I feel for his teammates and for those that have been through loss like that before. And Dak and Solomon Thomas have been very vocal about ask for help continuously, check on everybody around you. And I guarantee with this being the bye week, those guys are in their head saying, what could I have done? What could I have done to prevent this from happening? And whether it's fair or not, that's what they're thinking. And that hurts, man. It hurts. I'm tearing up right now just thinking about it. Like, because you know how much those guys mean to each other. And for a guy like that to struggle as much as he did, and then you have to move on, it's never going to feel right. And that moment's going to come, but it's going to be weird for a long, long time.
You know, Corey said something like that yesterday, and I have thought about it a lot over the last 24, 28 hours about those two guys in particular, or realistically anybody on the team.
Absolutely.
Carrying that with him, and it's so unfortunate, mm-hmm. but I think we all understand how if we were in that place, we would probably carry it with us as well. And it just, that part is so heartbreaking as well, is to think that, like, Solomon Thomas is like, man, if I'd have just responded to this text sooner, or, you know, whatever the scenario is, like, that is heartbreaking as well.
Yeah, and they've been through it before with a family member of their own. Of course, for Solomon, it was his sibling. For Dak, it was his mother and his brother. I mean, it just different things, different times across the board, and different ways to lose loved ones. I really do think when it all kind of boils down to it, it's a lesson that's reminded in the worst type of way. Like, you're reminded of this lesson in the worst type of way. You lose somebody like that, and you got to be sure to call somebody, to text somebody, to make sure that they're okay. And I think all of that does matter in this world. And I know he's on a different station now, but Jesse Holly, who of course used to work with you guys at The Fan, I thought what he said, sometimes you forget about the football player because they have the helmets on and they have such these big personas with the big muscles and the athleticism, and they are so incredible at what they do that you forget that they're humans in there. And I think this is a great example of how we do see again the humane side of what we deal with and the business that we work in and day out, and how much it can take a toll on somebody.
Because those are our superheroes, right?
Like,
that is their superhero outfit. And I think that's a great point that Jesse makes.
Yeah,
yeah.
They put on those helmets and the armor, you know.
You're
and everything.
Invincible,
yeah.
But not really.
Yeah.
But that's like, I've been guilty of that, thinking like, oh, well, you know, look, he's got his helmet and all his pads, he's invincible. And unfortunately, that is not the case. And I don't mean like in terms of injury. I mean, it's just invincible as a human. It's just like, again, Kyle, sorry, this will be at least the second time. This is not a question as much as it's just the juxtaposition of him sprinting to get the block punt, sliding into the end zone, coming up with it. It's awesome. It's the spark the Cowboys needed to. 60 hours later, he's passed away. And like that is just still mind-boggling to me, and probably will be for a long time.
Yeah, it really is, and it hurts. It does, because you think that somebody who is playing football in the NFL that has a solid financial background, has a family life, and I know he had some loss that he had dealt with before previously too, but on the outside looking in, everything looks good. And that's another example, like I said earlier, of how you just never know what people are going through. And I think for Marshawn, I hope he's remembered, like I said earlier, for the smile that he carried and for the joy that he played with. And you could see that joy on Monday night, as soon and as recent as Monday night when he scored his first career touchdown. You could see that joy. You could see that passion. I hope that's what he's remembered for. As opposed to the final moments and the end date that ended up being on Thursday.
Yeah, the messages I think sent across the NFL, across sports yesterday, were pretty powerful. And I did like what Matt Rhule had to say to his teammates about take your headphones off. Talk to your teammates at lunch at the lunch tables.
Yeah,
take those opportunities because you don't know. You don't know, Kyle. Thank you. Mickey left us yesterday with a line that has stuck with me, and he was like, he was the anti defensive lineman. He was just like, and it was Zimmer's gentle giant. He just wasn't. Well, you know, in most defensive linemen, you got this brute, you know, thing that they're, and this everything I ever saw of him was a little bit different, and I'm going to miss that for sure. Kyle, thank you very much for your time today, man. We look forward to talking with you next week, all right?
Yeah, thanks, guys. Appreciate you having me. Have a great weekend.
Love you, brother.
Love you, guys.
Here you go, Kyle Yeomans right here on 105.3 The Fan. See, people are still trying to keep it upbeat. I like that. Coming up next, although I could not convince a Longhorns fan to root for the Aggies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Which I get. Coming up next, what football game are you most looking forward to this weekend? Plus the segment that is always there to cheer people up. It is Masterpiece of the Week. All of it coming at you next live from Taco Bueno in Waxahachie off of 287 on 105.3 The Fan. Can't see Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And Alec, you've got company. We just met somebody who said that they say he is the pride of Durango. So your message is getting to the people, and they have heard it in their respective cities as well.
See, when they say it, nobody can argue it because said it. We didn't say it. They said it.
Dude, did you hear his hockey story, by the way? Did he tell you his hockey story?
I have timed out these breaks incredibly poorly.
Let me lay it down real quick. This is basically the Cliff's Notes of what I know. He's a professor, and he plays hockey. And he told his classes, he said, hey, it's college night. Y'all show up, and I'll give you extra credit. Over 50 students showed up, and he scored the last goal.
Oh, yes, I did hear that.
Yeah, that was awesome. He scored the final goal right in front of all of them.
That is freaking incredible. And
write a script, homie.
I kind of feel like they should get double extra credit because maybe they led him kind of like to that next level to score that goal.
Then he can say, and it was KNC's reasoning that I've decided to go ahead and go double extra credit, y'all.
He's not going to support
and
my
that whole class will listen to our show because of that.
Hey, that'd be awesome. He is not going to support my time management though, because we have started to talk both breaks with like 45 seconds left. So I've really dropped the ball on that. I'm going to work on being better on that in the next break. We got Masterpiece of the Week in just a few minutes. But I wanted to get y'all's take for what football game you're most looking forward to this weekend. And then also, I didn't get a chance to mention this, but did you see, sorry in advance, Derek Holland, that the Browns' former chief strategy officer, Paul D. Podesta, hated the Browns so much that he's going back to baseball? And you're like, well, maybe he's going to a good team. He's going to the Rockies.
Oh.
So he was like, you know what? I'll trade maybe the worst franchise in football for maybe the worst franchise in baseball, and perhaps that would make it easier. Many Browns fans responded to the news by saying good riddance.
Did you happen to see their press release that they had today where they just said all the things about Paul? We want to thank Paul for his contributions, the Cleveland Browns over the past 9 years, Paul's humble and eagle. It never said Paul D. Podesta.
Oh.
It just said Paul. And I was like, who are they talking about?
Well, I think part of the issue is he had two playoff berths, but also back-to-back seasons where they went 1-15 and 0-16. So they were like, you don't get a last name. No, that is not. That's bad.
That's not good.
That is very bad. All right, what football game are y'all looking forward to most this weekend? Obviously, I'm all the way invested in Texas A&M and Missouri because I've started to think too far ahead because I'm like, you're going to win that game. Then you've got a cupcake on your schedule. You're going to beat South Carolina because it's going to be back at home, which would put you 11-0 going up against Texas, which guarantees you a spot in the playoff. I've started to let my mind run wild, and it all comes down to Saturday.
I think Niners-Rams is definitely a game that I want to – like. I think that the Rams are that good, but the Niners are good competition for them. The way that the Niners play, very physical. They know their opponent very well. That's going to be a very good football game. It could be one of those that it's like 7-6 at the end of the first half.
But then
on the back half of everything, it kind of turns up. But also, I have two other games that I'm interested in, Kevin, specifically for fantasy purposes. And, Alec, you know that most of my show, or most of the way I do this show, is based on fantasy purposes.
Yep.
It is the Seahawks and Cardinals and the Buccaneers and Patriots. Because, Kevin, I started Sam Darnold in fantasy last week, and he went off for me. But I still have Baker Mayfield. And I can't decide which quarterback to start this week. Should I start Baker Mayfield or Sam Darnold? They're both going up against formidable opponents. And I'm just not sure where to land on this one.
Are you looking for advice then in this case?
No, I never take advice from anybody. I just go with my gut.
Anybody?
Just go with my gut.
Wow.
And it's done me pretty well so far.
Okay.
My gut.
Okay. What if it was somebody who had like won 10 straight fantasy championships?
I might talk to them about that.
All right.
What kind of league are you in, you know?
Okay.
Are you in a PPR league like me? Is it 10 person? Is it 12? You know, what are we working with here?
Okay.
But
you need to scout out their credentials?
Yeah, for the most part, I'll just go with whatever. I mean, I will tell you this. There are guys in my fantasy league that say the only goal they have every year is defeating me.
Oh.
Because I work in sports talk radio, all right? And so I'm like, yeah, I understand y'all are always chasing the big dog. I get it.
Oh, man, I definitely have a friend right now that is about to stop asking me for picks because I've kind of messed up a couple of – shut up. I've kind of messed up a couple of college football picks.
Oh, no.
And I think she's disappointed in me right now. From the 940, don't assume anything, Kevin. It's A&M. Shh, just enjoy the ride. And I've been trying to, but my nervousness is like kind of caused some problems with that. All right, Alec, did you co-sign on Pat's Bucks?
Yeah, Pat's Bucks is going to be the winner for me. I mean, two of the better quarterbacks in the league this year, two of the more explosive offenses in this league. And, you know, this matchup is going to tell me a lot about what I think about the AFC playoff picture. And it's if the Bucks win, it's just going to reaffirm my thought process that they're probably the team to beat in the NFC despite the standings. I just think they're that good.
Now, a college game that's going to essentially kick off the slate tomorrow that is huge is BYU and Texas Tech. You know, Carter gave us an awesome breakdown of that yesterday and the stakes and the importance kind of surrounding that game. So I that's that's the secondary college game for me.
Can I ask you a little bit about Texas Tech's history real quick? And I don't know how much, like, you and Carter are my two go-tos when it comes to college football.
Hey, unlike Texas A&M, Texas Tech has been ranked number one in recent memory.
Don't you always feel, though, that whenever you've decided, okay, now I am going to pay attention to Texas Tech, that's the moment they go, oh, we didn't show up for this one.
Okay, but you remember how you were saying, like, Elko, Marcel Reed, Texas Tech has defense now. That, like, if you're, like, let's just say.
Yeah, no, for sure. Listen, McGuire's a fantastic coach. I understand why they have defense.
But
right
it's
now.
Crazy because, like, it's just like this year with the Rangers when we're like, wait, what? We have pitching and we didn't win the World Series? How is that possible? I bet Texas Tech fans are like, hold on, we have defense?
Yeah.
Then we damn sure better go
We're playing quality football.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I'm a little like, I don't want to, because I've always kind of liked Tech, you know, as a side piece, if you will. And I'm kind of like, I don't know if I want to dip into that water, though, because I've already invested so much in your A&M love this year.
Yeah, and Ravens-Vikings is on my list as well, but I wanted to save this one for last. You might not think technically it's part of the weekend. Eagles and Packers. My question is, who are you rooting for to win?
Oh, that is...
Corey, don't act like it's a tough question.
That is a very tough one for the... like, because I don't want the Packers to win. Mm. But I also don't want the Eagles to win.
Assuming there will not be a tie and one team has to win, like the Highlander, who are you rooting for?
Who's the home team in this game, Kevin?
I believe it's the Packers.
All right. Man, this one's so difficult to choose.
You're lying.
I swear, if you tell me you hope both teams have fun, I might hit you with a chair.
I guess I got to pull for the Packers. They have a tie, you know, in their division. So I would love to see the Eagles go down in this one.
Alec, do you believe what he just said? And which team are you rooting for? I'll make it clear. In this game, I'm going to go with the road team just because you're not going to win the division. And the more the Packers lose, the better your draft pick is.
Exactly, and I do not believe Corey to answer the first question. I actually have something to play during this segment that might further prove that point.
I just hope they hit the under.
Uh-huh. Okay, now that I can believe.
Okay. He's making plays there. He's making plays. I like it. I will hope that the Packers win just because as much as I want the better draft pick, I hate Philly that much.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Look, I just do.
I understand that line of logic as well.
I'm with you, friend.
We're the KNC Masterpiece, living in a house
Y'all
of lies.
Y'all created this.
Right here on 105.3 The Fan. And right now, it's time for Masterpiece of the Week.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Gentlemen, how are we
doing? Just remember, we're in public, Alec.
Well, you shouldn't say the things that you say throughout the week.
Or today.
There are also children in this room.
Well, too bad. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week. We're going to revisit the Wild
Wacky.
Are
there children here?
Shut up!
Oh.
I mean, we're in this room, so yeah.
Yeah, look at that. Corey lying to me. That's a shocker. Total shocker. It's time for Masterpiece of the Week. We're going to revisit the Wild Wacky, oftentimes very concerning. Things said on this very program, we have nobody to pick on here that is not here to defend themselves, but Corey... you have a ton of entries this week compared to Kevin.
Hey,
so we're gonna
pick on so many times.
We're gonna pick on you first just because of sheer volume. I don't know what to start with because all of these are kind of incriminating.
Great.
You know what? We're gonna start with this one so we can start off with a bang. You said this.
I'll never find a glory hole doing that.
Oh my goodness.
That was Jerry. That was my impersonation of Jerry trying to find the glory hole.
Mm-hmm.
He has said that before.
No, I know. I just wonder if anyone... Do you think they had a conversation in the oil business? And they're like, hey, Steve, I don't know if you know this or not, but that phrase has been kind of co-opted.
When do you think that phrase started in the co-opted area?
1987.
That's when you think the first...
That's right.
Bathroom glory hole was.
That's when it got the name.
Okay.
That's not the first time it happened, because that would be foolishness. Going back to the pyramids times, there's glory holes there.
Are you think so?
Yeah. Ever since we've existed, Alec. All well, right. You know what? I'll text you later, Alec, what I was about to say, because I think you really might dump it.
Two things
here.
I'm scared. One, I'm jotting that one down as glory for Corey. And then, two, something from the 972, Mickey has none.
That's a good point. Surprising.
Yeah. That's a valid point there. Maybe because he knew it was the bye week he was taking off also.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was saving, he was keeping his bag away for whenever, you know, we get back into peak football hours. Corey, you said this today.
We've made lots of love together. Like
with what? See, I'm hesitant to vote for that because I don't want to encourage that you think you and I have made love. Yeah,
made
lots. It's too much.
Love together.
Any would be too much.
I'm saying on this show, we've made love happen.
Oh. That's not any better. That was clearer, so I'm saving that one, too. Thank you. Just digging a deeper hole.
No.
What exactly am I trying to say?
I don't know.
We've created love.
Stop.
You found love in a lonely place.
Just bail. Just bail.
I don't.
Are you uncomfortable?
Yes.
Why are you so uncomfortable? You
because
know what I'm trying
I'm
to say.
Debating a glory hole joke because of what you're saying.
Stop.
Alec, that's two edits already in this segment.
Stop.
You only get three.
Yeah. Well,
I want to see if I can distract Alec by texting him what I was going to say.
It'll probably throw me off. It probably will. And Kevin, you should be hesitant to vote for that because I think there's a clear winner this week, and we will save it for later. Let's see. This one's not great either. You guys both said this.
So there's glaze all over it.
Mm.
Everywhere.
They do that in the back room.
That's where they make the donuts. Uh-huh. It would be weird if they were just standing at the counter. Yeah, what's your order? And they're just like kneading things right there.
I would love if they made. Doesn't Krispy Kreme do that? Don't they make the glaze? They put the glaze
like,
on right in front of you?
Yeah, but it's like the conveyor belt is like behind. It's not at the counter.
I think it'd be cool if they did it right there at the counter.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, they've been around a long time.
Feels it's like even fresher. Like it's one step closer to me than behind the counter. You know what I mean?
So you think that like 5 seconds would make it more delicious?
I have no clue because I've never had it that 5 seconds early.
This is go ahead, Alec. I'm showing him the text I'm about to send you.
Oh, jeez. If we're on the topic of donuts, Kevin sounded very threatened.
I'm sorry, I don't know who you are, mystery donut person.
That was about Derek Holland when I thought he was going to stab me. Because, look, I say to anybody, if somebody dressed up in a giant donut outfit walks up and goes, hey, it's me, there's better than zero chance that person is going to stab you.
Mm-hmm. I have a question. If a food came to life and was attacking you, which one do you think would be the scariest?
A dragon fruit.
Okay, I like that. It's spaghetti.
Cadbury egg. I don't know.
The Cadbury egg?
Yeah, because you'll spin kick its head off, and then all that weird goo is going to attack you like the blob.
Starts leaking
out. Yeah.
I hate everything about this, and I hate the text that you just sent me.
Yeah, that's a terrible
text. Do you want to read it? Alec, read that text out loud.
No,
that's not happening.
Do not.
But are you proud of me for editing that and not saying it on air?
I'm very proud of you because I'm not totally comfortable with this new board. So
it's more just expected that you wouldn't say that on air. All right,
that's proud of you. Like, that's your mistake.
Let's see. This one's not great either.
That was an accident.
This one's not great. This didn't sound like an accident. This sounded very planned.
Yeah.
It was.
I think it's gigantic. It's bigger than your head.
Astonishingly big.
That's the donut in Round Rock, Texas.
Oh, yes. Although, never mind. Edit 3. You're right. That was about just sometime. Okay, look.
Oh, man.
Just
we've run out
quick,
of edits. This is
just real quick. Like, if you're a man and you're going to hook up with a lady,
right.
I think you're like, I got the idea.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're a lady, sometimes I wonder if the things come off and you're like, okay. Or, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, I got something that that goes hand in hand with that here in a little bit.
If that lady leaves.
Oh, my God.
Oh, I'm sorry. Never mind.
Heaven.
Back to you guys.
It's Masterpiece of the Week.
Yeah, it is.
Where concerning things get played and apparently said live at the same time. This one just confuses me.
We would urinate on the carpet and kick holes in the wall on the way out.
Yeah, that's what you're supposed to do whenever you're done with your rent.
You know, I say this almost every week. Play that again and listen to what a good teammate I am for supporting Corey's ideas.
That's right.
We would urinate on the carpet and kick holes in the wall on the way out.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Yeah.
My teammate
end up doing that. There were a couple people who were trying to break some...
Yeah, our boss! Our boss walked in and just started throwing stuff at the windows.
Yeah.
I loved it. It was awesome.
Did I play this one yet? No, I didn't. Corey, you said this.
There's a whole bottle of champagne to rub that one off.
What the hell? How come you could play that? That's not better than what I said.
I will give context.
Did I say that wrong?
Yes, you did.
Yeah.
I don't think I said it wrong.
Well, I will
not
give
for
context.
My Red Band commercial, you didn't. But.
That was you pretending to be Andy Páez talking to Kike Hernandez when he trucked him at the wall on that deep fly ball. And you're like, my bad for trucking you. Here's a bottle of champagne to make it feel better. But you phrasing.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Phrasing.
It's always about the intention more than it is what it actually said and done.
We are going to finish things off here with a bang. This is my favorite. Corey, I want you to explain this.
That little kid has a big leg.
What the hell, Corey?
Oh,
why are you judging kids' legs?
It's the kicker. His name's Little. Cameron Little, right?
Yes.
Yes, but hold on. I'm going to play it again. Listen to the way you said it.
He's that little kid.
No, listen to your pacing here.
That little kid has a big leg.
You said little kid, not little kid.
Yeah, little kid. That little kid.
You knew what you were doing.
That little kid has a big leg. Mm-hmm. He kicked a 68-yarder. Mm-hmm. Brandon Aubrey has not done that. Mm-hmm. Not as big of a leg.
Mm-hmm.
They did give him a chance. They missed it. Wide left.
I am going to vote for Corey's champagne supernova.
There's a whole bottle of champagne to rub that one off.
I still think I said that right. I think that y'all are the ones that are hearing it wrong. I think y'all are hearing it wrong. You're not hearing it the correct way.
Go back to junior and high school, Corey.
I'm voting for glory for Corey.
Oh, voting for yourself here.
I'll never find a glory hole doing that.
That's for Jerry, honestly. Like there.
You know what? After hearing it again, I'm changing my vote. It was going to be the big leg, but it's going to be this one.
There's a whole bottle of champagne to rub that one off.
I didn't say a different word. The other word would have made it worse.
Now, Alec, just real quick, because there's somebody who's mad at me on the fan text. You're sure that I shouldn't say the thing that I texted you?
Yes, I am sure. I am 100% positive.
From the 214, FYI, the discount tire right next to y'all has y'all going in the waiting area all day long.
See, you could have had your car there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, I had a conversation with somebody about Discount Tire Company. All right, well, guess what? We're sending somebody over to you. All right, I'll tell all the people at the Taco Bueno when I texted Alex. Alec,
don't do that.
Coming up, why? There's no FCC rules in here. Coming up next, we will chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Clearing attempt from Anaheim didn't get out. Second one turned into a perfect lead pass with an empty net. Seneca fed it in front and into the empty cage on the odd man rush. McTavish restores the two-goal lead with 1:53 left.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We did our best to clear this place out with Masterpiece of the Week, but Waxahachie has shown out in full effect today. It has been freaking awesome, and there are people who wanted to be here that couldn't. So shout out to Jim and Midlothian shout out to your loved ones for coming out here and getting you a sticker.
Dude, that's actually happened a number of times today. And I got to give a lot of support and love to the ones that have shown up. You know, not the guys that weren't, they were busy. They're doing stuff. But the ones that said, hey, I'm here to get a sticker for my future ex-husband. You know?
That was just one person. I think the rest of them are still going strong.
Sooner.
All right, PJ Washington, I heard that. And then we also just got Challenge Coin, which was very nice. That is yours.
All right.
And then shout out to Constable Scott. We got to see him today twice.
Yeah,
so,
dude, that's awesome.
Man, people have been in Waxahachie Taco Bueno all day long. Right now, let's connect with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
Terrific, Hagee. How are you?
I am doing really, really well. What kind of I know y'all were doing a balancing act yesterday. I thought you guys did an excellent job. What kind of feedback did you get from the people, and did it make you feel, I don't know, any better or at ease about a terrible situation?
You know, just a lot of really interesting personal stories and, you know, people saying they appreciated us being here for them. I think the most feedback I've gotten is just people that, you know, have been struggling themselves. And, you know, they wanted to shout out the radio station for being some peace and maybe joy in their life over the years and got them through tough times. And I always love hearing that.
Yeah, it's I know you talked about it yesterday. Oh, he's not there?
That's right. Yeah, it's a two-man show today. Three-man show with Lucius.
Okay, I got a question.
I'm so sorry.
I got a question.
I've had issues with my internet and my Zoom all day, and I couldn't pull you guys up.
Did Chief win Master or your G-Bag of the Day recently?
Yesterday, as a matter of fact, he did. Not with the help of me, though, for the record. Not with my help.
Was that played intentionally because he said that the midday show is the worst? Is that exactly what's going on here?
Well, I don't have control over the nominees. What gets played gets played, and then we vote accordingly. And I was still voting for RJ Choppy, the Fat Fingers, and the Popeye Forearms. You know, I wasn't here. I was not here for Chief's dismantling of both the morning show and you guys. I thought that was out of touch and disrespectful and borderline inappropriate.
Thank you. That's the great support I've always gotten from G-Bag, Kevin.
You know, I hadn't stolen your lunch for a while, and I thought perhaps we had come to some sort of detente.
It wasn't him that did it. It was a caller on Fan After Dark that went on a tangent and was like, you guys talk sports, and the midday show never talks sports. What? And I was like, oh, no. And I think Fred tried to defend us. You know, he tried to defend us a little bit. But, you know, Chief just had his own opinion. And I do think it was Eric Chiafalo.
That's fine. Maybe I can come up with my own phone call that came in when Chiafalo was on the air.
Oh, no, don't do that.
After a certain Rangers celebration. Maybe I can find the video of that phone call. You know what I'm saying, Chiafalo?
Where's my towel?
I really do hope. I'm sure Bobby Bell has it. I really do hope otherwise that's lost to history.
Bro. He sends it to me like every so often just to remind me
that you did that.
Yeah, I did.
It's good times. It's all in fun, and that's what I like about our group. Good group, guys. Good group.
Do you what do you find, fellas, got coming up on the program today?
Very busy Football Friday here, Hagee, and we have three guests, including one of our favorite college football talkers, Brian Dantzel, is coming up at 3 o'clock. We'll preview a massive weekend. He'll be joining us live from Lubbock. Nick Harris is going to join us at 4:20. And then digging into the Mavs at 6 with Bobby Corella. So 5 hours of pure gold as always. Thanks for asking.
Yes. Love it, love it, love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation. We have been the KNC Masterpiece Maker. Way back with us on Monday, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Gingerbread City.
Good night, Gingerbread City.
That's where we are.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.